Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Ron Johnson, one of our two senators at this point, disgraced himself again. It's hard to see how he could disgrace himself even more, but he just did. He just issued a call for the Republican lawmakers, the corrupt, gerrymandered Republican majority, who were put in through gerrymander after the 2010 election of Scott Walker. Democrats get half the vote, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, of the legislative votes in the state. They get one-third of the assembly. The Republicans get two-thirds, almost two-thirds of the assembly. He called on this gerrymandered crowd, who now are going to have eight more years of gerrymandering because of a Wisconsin Supreme Court opinion from the four Republicans on the Supreme Court saying, we like that gerrymander, like it real well. We like the destruction of the University of Wisconsin. We like forever chemicals spreading around the state. We like our wetlands having no state law protection. We like all of that. So we're going to have some of that good gerrymander till the year 2030. Everybody listening will be 8 years older by then. Ron Johnson wants that gerrymandered legislature. He called on them to take over federal elections in Wisconsin and ignore the Wisconsin Election Commission, which, by the way, the legislature put into effect, put into power. We used to have a government accountability board, the GAB. They put that into power because they got rid of the original independent, totally independent elections commission monitor, which had staff. I was the vice chairman of that board, elections board, back in 1979, the 19 era time period. And I'll tell you something, it was absolutely nonpartisan. You know, it handled complaints against different legislators, and without fear or favor, we just ruled the way the law said it should be ruled. Republicans under Walker didn't like that, so they put in the Government Accountability Board, and they had judges, nonpartisan judges, handle it. There was a Judge Deininger from Monroe whom I knew. He was an excellent judge. He had been a Republican assemblyman, but he was honest. He is honest. Read the Constitution, believes in the Constitution. Walker didn't like him, so he squeezed him out. And then they decided can't control judges. They might do something independent. So they got rid of the judges, and they created the Wisconsin Election Commission of partisans, three partisan Republicans, three partisan Democrats. And that would frequently deadlock, obviously. And that's what the Republicans wanted. Now Johnson doesn't like what they've done because the Republicans voted 6-0 with the Democrats on that commission to mail ballots into old age homes because during COVID, you couldn't go in and hand it to them. The law said you should have agents from the election commission go in on two occasions to hand it to them, and if they couldn't get in, then they mail it. Well, the election commission said the old age homes have notified us that none of us can go in ever. Well, COVID is going on because they won't even let husbands and wives go in to see their spouses. They have to kiss each other through the glass. They hold up their grandkids, their new granddaughter, with a sign, Grandpa, look at your new granddaughter. So they ain't letting us in. They're not letting them in. And so they authorized 6-0 to mail the ballots into the old age homes of the folks. and the U.S. Supreme Court upheld that. And now the clown sheriff of Racine is tired of being just Officer Buckle, the safety buffalo, and he's going, those commissioners should be made felons, charged them with felonies. This is the Racine sheriff. Who is he? Who? The Racine sheriff, that's not even one of the two or three biggest counties in the state. The clown goes, charge them with felonies. Who is he? Not a lawyer. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Shoots his mouth off. Voss picked up on that. Yeah, we should charge them with felonies. But by the way, very curiously, only five of them with felonies, even though all six of them voted to send in ballots to the old age homes because of COVID. And why only five? What about the sixth one, a guy named Spindell? Because he was one of the fraudulent Trump electors. He is a Trump acolyte. He is servile to Trump, like the sheriff in Racine County and like Voss and the rest of them. These people are not, they don't have Wisconsin values. They don't have American values. So in any event, Ron Johnson says he agrees with the sheriff in Racine County. He agrees with Voss. So let's ignore the Wisconsin Election Commission that they themselves set up. Let's ignore them and have the legislature directly control the legislature. Appoint Gableman or another clown like Gableman, another Frankenstein, Lurch, Bigfoot, somebody like that, stumble around the state and have him do it and have him count the votes. Let me give you another example. The clerks, and this is normally in rural counties where they know the people, they'll get an absentee ballot dropped off and they'll have a husband and wife witness each other's ballot. Okay. And the husband will put his signature as witness of his wife's. His wife, when she does the husband's, doesn't put her address on it because it's the same as her husband's. She figures one disclosure is enough, and it is. But in abundance of caution, the clerks will fill in that same address for the wife, too. The Republicans want felonies charged on that. It was Republican commissioners who wanted them to have the ability to do that and issued an opinion saying they could do it in 2016, because this normally happens in rural areas that vote Republican. You know, in the middle of Milwaukee, they're going to come in and see a witness. You know, they're not going to just fill in a signature, or I should say an address. When a husband and wife witness each other. But they want felonies out of that. They want felonies out of anybody who mails ballots into old age homes, even though the legislature specifically said they should, if on two occasions they can't get in. And then with COVID, they are told you can't get in no matter how many times you try. No matter how many times you try. Going to the break, I should say the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Hey, Matt, can I do a shout-out for sports again?
Yeah.
Badger basketball. How about that?
How about Badger sports, Matt, or the Packers or the Bucks? One of them.
Arguably, they're a one-loss team. The loss to Providence was by 5 points, and they didn't have Davis because he was out with a foot injury. They could easily be a one-loss team, but that said, this nonsense constantly going on with COVID, and I talk about it as nonsense because it could have arguably been over in my mind if we would have done the right things. And it's because of these people that, oh, my rights are infringed on because I don't want to do this. And how selfish can you get? You couldn't mask up. You couldn't get a vaccine. What about my rights and the rights of the 60%+ that did the right thing that are being taken away now because of you idiots? I'm tired of them. And by the way, if they take away my NCAA basketball again in March, then there's trouble. I'd be joking.
Well, you know, it's going to come down to you're going to have the Super Bowl played on Madden, and you're going to have a Madden for basketball, and that's going to be NCAA. You know, well, there won't be anybody in the stands. And frankly, basketball especially, at football they have helmets. Basketball, these guys are in each other's face all the time.
Yep.
So if guy has COVID, you know, that's toast. But how do you know these guys don't have COVID? You know, they're young. They hang out in bars. You know, Dick, I mean, here's the, you know, you're making a point that's a very, very good point. And let me draw this distinction. You have right to your own body. So if a guy is told by his cardiologist, you better get bypass surgery or you're going to have a heart attack. He can go, I don't believe in surgery. I'm not going to have it. The state's not going to intervene. I'm not going to intervene. I'll say, God bless you. I'd wish you the best. You should probably have it, but if you don't want it, but that can't be communicated to other people. When you have a communicable disease, if you have smallpox, if you have COVID, in the old days, if you had the Black Plague, the Black Death, you were quarantined and isolated because you could give it to other people and impair their rights, just like you're saying. With COVID, it's not like smallpox and the Black Death and so forth, because you can't see it on their face. Guys walk around, you don't know if they have COVID or not. And so therefore, Fauci, the CDC, and the legislatures in many states, and the Congress, and quite frankly, there's a logjam in Congress. So it's really coming out of OSHA, believe it or not, as the safety office and safety and health in the workplace, that says that companies that have more than 100 employees, they should vaccinate or test. And the Republicans are going, oh, no, I have a right to my body. Well, you do and you don't. You do have a right not to get bypass surgery if that's what you want. That just affects you. You don't have a right to go around with COVID and infect other people, then have them infect their husband or wife and their kids, their coworkers and friends. No, you don't have that right. You don't have that right. That's why cruise ships that have it are quarantined. People are quarantined. And at the same time, they pass a $10,000 bounty in Texas. If you hear that somebody's going to have an abortion, you collect 10 grand and squeezer. These guys are hypocritical. They're full of bull. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. We're back at it. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.